Around Jacksonville, at Publix and a few other places, you can buy what is labeled as Cuban bread. And what you might buy is able to hold the pork, ham, and Swiss, and you might be loosely inclined to call the finished product a Cuban sandwich. But it isn't a real Cuban, because you haven't bought real Cuban bread. I haven't seen the real stuff here in Jacksonville. I'm talking about the bread made with the traditions and care that you can only find in Tampa's Ybor City. La Segunda is the best example. At La Segunda Bakery, 15,000 loaves a day come out and are distributed all over the Tampa Bay area. Beginning in 1915, Juan Moore began crafting with great care the authentic bread of his island home. It is both flaky and firm. Light and substantial, springy and yet soft. In fact, real Cuban bread is a marvel. It's easy to spot the real stuff. First of all, it's long, like really long. And second, the signature split down the middle is achieved not by scoring it with a blade, but by heating it with a freshly picked palmetto leaf baked inside. See, we were lucky. Instead of having to drive downtown, which we would have done, our neighborhood Publix was one of the places that sold La Segunda bread, and we bought it a lot. I liked how long it was. It made such an interesting presentation. It had a certain flair, being twice the size of a normal loaf, and I just kind of liked to look at it, which is why it bothered me so much when one of the bag boys at Publix did what he did. None of the others did it, but this young guy always did. If I wasn't paying close enough attention, if I failed to see who was bagging my groceries, or if I was too slow to grab the bread and put it carefully on the top of my cart, this kid would quick as lightning bend the bread in half and jam it into a bag. Now, it obviously tasted the same, but it irritated me every time. Come on, kid, don't break my bread. One day I decided to say something. I mean, not to fuss, but just to ask. I peered at his name tag, and that should have not been enough to tell me all I needed to know. I peered at his name tag, and I said, Osvaldo, which is a quintessentially Cuban name. I said, Osvaldo, next time, can you not break my bread? And he said, of course, sir. And then he added, it's just that I'm used to seeing mi madre do it. She always says we break the bread anyway, now it's easier to carry. And of course, Osvaldo is right, and I was wrong. But I get it now. The breaking, the sharing of the bread is what it's really all about. I mean, admiring bread versus sharing bread, it's no contest. And Luke's gospel says that exactly. Luke says that their eyes were opened, and Jesus became known to them in the breaking of the bread. Now, since the road to Emmaus is such a charming story, now is as good a time as any to talk about communion. And it's not a complicated subject, though some try to make it complicated. At the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body." And then he told them, "Keep doing this, keep breaking bread together, and I will show up and be with you." Then Jesus went out into the garden, got himself arrested and tried before he was crucified and buried, and no one understood. He had tried to explain it, but even his nearest and dearest followers still did not understand. So two sad and dejected followers today are walking to a village called Emmaus. Jesus comes to be with them, talk to them, and still they do not understand. But when Jesus breaks the bread, then and only then it happens. In the breaking of the bread, Jesus confirms what he had foretold. When the gatherers of Jesus break bread together in his name, Jesus himself shows up. That's what he said at the Last Supper. That's what he did in the village called Emmaus. And of course, that is what he still does. Jesus promised to be present when we break bread, so we break bread every Sunday. and every Sunday, Christ shows up. Sometimes Christ is present here in a renewed sense of peace, sometimes in a word of guidance. Sometimes Christ shows up in our recognition of God's image in each other. Sometimes our Lord is recognized in the sound of a baby crying, but not usually at baptism. Sometimes a sermon or a prayer hits home, and in whatever case it is, Christ shows up here reliably, just as he promised. And that is why we break bread. And Osvaldo's mother is exactly right. It's not about how pretty the bread looks or how pretty we look. It's not about the perfect presentation of a long loaf of Cuban bread or about how we present ourselves. It's about being family and enjoying this meal with each other and with our invited guest in whose name we gather.